The fourth side, investors in the education business have a role about governance and accountability. As follows. 1. Board representation. Many investors sit on the venture's board of directors to provide oversight and strategic direction. 2. Performance metrics. Establishing and monitoring KPIs, key performance indicators, to track the venture's progress and ensure it meets growth targets. And 3. Compliance. Ensuring the venture adheres to regulatory standards is especially important in the education sector, where strict regulations might exist. Details about board representation are as follows. First, oversight and strategic direction. When investors take a seat on a venture's board of directors, they play a crucial role in guiding the company's strategic direction. This involves making key decisions on investment, expansion, product development, and more. Their presence can bring a wealth of experience, industry connections, and a fresh perspective. Second, balancing interests. Board members representing investors also help balance the interests of different stakeholders, including shareholders, employees, customers, and the community. They ensure that the venture's strategies align with the expectations and objectives of its investors. Third, risk management. These board members often contribute significantly to risk management, helping the venture identify, assess, and mitigate potential risks that could impact its business. Next, performance metrics are as follows. First, establishing KPIs. Key performance indicators, KPIs, are essential for measuring a venture's performance and progress towards its goals. In an educational venture, KPIs might include student enrollment numbers, course completion rates, student satisfaction scores, financial metrics, etc. Second, monitoring progress. Monitoring KPIs help track the venture's performance and identify improvement areas. This data-driven approach ensures that the venture remains on track to meet its growth targets and can make informed decisions. Third, adapting strategies. The analysis of KPIs can lead to strategic adjustments. For instance, if certain courses or programs underperform, the venture might need to revise its content, marketing strategies, or pricing models. And compliance are as follows. First, regulatory standards. The education sector often has strict regulations to ensure quality and fairness in educational offerings. Compliance with these standards is critical to maintain the legitimacy and reputation of the venture. Second, legal requirements. This involves adhering to various legal requirements, including data protection laws, especially important when dealing with student information, employment laws, and business operation regulations. Third, ethical considerations. In education, governance has a strong ethical component. This includes ensuring fairness in access to education, protecting the rights and privacy of students, and maintaining academic integrity. In summary, governance and accountability involve ensuring that an educational venture operates responsibly, efficiently, and in compliance with legal and ethical standards. Board representation is pivotal in providing strategic direction and oversight, while performance metrics offer a tangible way to measure and guide the venture's success. Compliance, particularly in the regulated education sector, ensures the venture operates within legal and ethical boundaries, maintaining its integrity and reputation.